It is the riots. This is our podcast. I, as of this time, have not even begun to assemble it. Like, I don't even know.
It's all a surprise.
Hudson actually assembles it. You guys heard him do the intro to the podcast last week, but I have no idea what's in it yet.
Why did he do the intro? Oh, because he was working on it earlier. We weren't here.
Because last week we did the fundraiser overtime. That's part of why it was short as well, because we didn't have as many like regular shows. We were doing the fundraising thing, and he contacted me. He's like, hey, should I put this podcast out? It's like, yeah, you do the intro. I'm not there, which I wasn't.
You do it.
You know, it was totally fine.
Well, it's nice to have Hudson fill in for that part. Good job on that.
Way to be.
For this podcast, enjoy it. Don't forget, always check out Radio U Riot on Facebook. That is our show page. In case you want to catch up on the other stuff that we have going on or a few more stories from the week that might not get featured in the podcast, it's available, Radio U Riot on Facebook.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy this podcast. And this week you're getting two. There will be another podcast that will be released later. That
mysterious podcast. What is it going to be?
It's going to be best of, worst of.
We'll explain in the next podcast.
It is the Ryan.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the Ryan. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
You can hop a flight to Missouri.
Okay, so one before the other.
Yeah, Mound City, Missouri. Now, you're going to want to wait until July because this McDonald's doesn't open until then. But there's going to be a McDonald's in Mound City that has bottomless French fries.
All you can eat fries. What a great idea.
That's the carbo loading we were speaking of earlier, dude. All the fries you want.
Can you imagine? Even though I know you'd probably not end up eating as many fries as you think you actually could, but on a really hungry day, you could do some damage.
That's a tough call, because I just want you to know that when it comes to French fries, especially like a McDonald's French fry, for me, it's not one of those things where I'm like an addict and I can't stop, but I will tell you that when I get done eating and like I'm like munching on French fries, I could seriously put away those fries. More so, because like right now you go to like Red Robin. That's a restaurant. They have bottomless fries. To me, there's something about those meaty fries where you're just like, oh, I can't.
But you feel like you have to get a second one.
It's like, yeah, bring another one even though we're not going to eat it.
The second one, that basket is always a smaller selection of fries than the initial one.
But I feel like those McDonald's fries, it's all that surface area. It's all that flavor packed in there. I feel like you could really put those away. I went to a McDonald's in Oregon that had bucket o' fries. That's what they called it. Bucket o' fries.
And then you could take the bucket to the beach.
It was a 44-ounce cup.
It's crazy.
That was all French fries. And I want you guys to know something. I ate it.
All of it?
Yeah.
Well, that was...
It was a hungry day.
Yeah, I mean, I had some fries.
I had done a lot that day. And when I took that cup as a challenge, and I saw the bottom of that cup. So this... Missouri McDonald's there in Mound City, Missouri, like it's not just going to be a place for bottomless fries, even though that's the most important part. They're calling it the McDonald's of the future. You'll actually go in and order via like a touchscreen kiosk. They are testing a brand new kind of layout for the McDonald's in general, including their new interactive playgrounds that involves, as far as Nikki and I can tell, a jail cell.
It really does.
I guess it's where the bad kids go.
It's like, what is that?
But the play place is super cool. And then they have all of these interactive, like, touch screen games and tables and stuff. I don't know exactly how they work, but you know what? If you're going to go to McDonald's, I'm not going to lie to you.
It's not bad.
That's the McDonald's that I would really like to go to.
I wonder if that's their goal. Like, as a McDonald's or a fast food place, is your goal to get them to at least just go through the drive-through, or is your goal to get them to come into the fast food restaurant? Because this is a lot of effort to get them to come in. But yet, if I was running a McDonald's, I wouldn't care. Go through the drive-through or come in. It doesn't matter to me, but... As a business model, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Like, you don't make...
Like, there's a difference between the two.
Don't you think there's... I mean, okay, there's a formula for everything. Like, somewhere there's an algorithm that says blank, blank, and blank. But I'll bet there's something along the lines of, like, if someone comes in, they spend more money.
The more money or more time or more recognition to where they're more likely to come back again.
Right. There has to be something like that.
If you can go in and it's bottomless fries, which you couldn't do through the drive-thru.
Right, there's that.
And you go in, you do your work. It, like, becomes your little mobile office or something.
Like like a Starbucks.
Yeah,
like free
Wi-Fi.
They get
you inside. You again will spend more money, and next time you need a place to hang out for a few hours and do your work, then you might go there and get more fries.
All right. Well, there you go.
So that's, I guess, they answered the question. Yes, they want you to come in.
I'll tell you right now. If you tell me, come in, hang out all day, one price for fries, get yourself a bottomless soda. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Like, then
you don't need your desk upstairs.
On your way out, you get a coupon for a cardiologist. Great.
This will be in July. Is it July or June?
July.
Around that time in Mound City, Missouri.
I don't even know where that is, but Google's going to help us all.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
So Nikki is shirt shopping right now.
I am. I just was feeling that today. Maybe. I mean, for work, I am work shopping.
Well, it's for the
shirts that I wear to work.
You're going to wear the shirt to work.
Exactly. So that's why it's okay.
Yeah. I could probably stand to buy. Oh, I love that. Obi-Wan Kenobi for president.
Where's that one at?
It's on Design by Humans.
I need to find it.
That actually.
Well, yeah, no, you need to buy that one. That's your shirt.
That is probably something I should think about buying, huh? That seems fitting enough.
Well, I was looking through them and I just have so many bear shirts, but I gravitate towards the bear shirt, so I found some more.
I kind of like this one. It's a unicorn shirt that says death metal on it.
That one's good.
I like
think
that.
You should get the Obi-Wan for president.
That seems really hard to pass up, doesn't it? Nikki, what if you switched animals? Instead of a bunch of bear shirts, what if you got an owl shirt?
I don't like owls.
What's wrong with them? They're too much of a know-it-all.
Too much drama. I feel like attitude.
Yeah.
They just have this presence about them.
Stupid owls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they think they are.
So I'll probably pass on an owl one.
Okay. Oh, here you go, Nikki. A Sunday fun day shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I think this astronaut riding a unicorn would be good. What if you switched to unicorns?
Yeah, I could do that, but
bunch of unicorn shirts.
Actually, what I need to do is switch to not t-shirts that have things on them. I feel like sometimes I could switch to a non t-shirt shirt, which I'm not at the right site for that. But
okay, my thing is though this, like, all right, during the winter I went almost all flannel.
Yeah,
I bought like I think 4 or 5 flannels back in November, and I wore them ad nauseum. Just flannel, 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 fluff, flannel, flannel, tons of flannel.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? I don't like short sleeve shirts with patterns on them.
So now you're stuck for the summer with what?
T-shirts. I don't know what it is, but like the short sleeve, I wore one of them yesterday. I own like one of them. I have like one shirt like that. And I wore it and I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, you look ridiculous. That is the dumbest. You look so stupid. Look
so
at how
nice
dumb
yourself.
You look. Why are you wearing that shirt?
Get it off.
Hey, look, Chris is wearing one now.
Chris is wearing one. But it looks good on you,
that's,
Chris.
Okay.
You can pull it off.
All right. I'll just tell you right now, Chris, you look fine.
You look normal.
There's
it's
nothing
no
wrong with what you're wearing. But if I put that shirt on this body, I will just get angry at myself.
Because that was some hate that you were talking about yourself there.
I'm just being honest.
Aw, well then, t-shirt shop.
Don't look at myself in the mirror. That's actually not a bad, it's not bad.
Your confidence needs to come from inside.
I know. But, you know, the other thing is, like, for example, when I go out into the real world, which is basically anytime I leave this building, and like today I'm wearing a Hyrule University shirt, which is it's a Zelda t-shirt. And
at first, someone would
totally
think
it
looked like a university shirt.
Yeah,
it's just you don't know what school that is.
But like when I wear this shirt out anywhere outside of this building and I realize like I'm supposed to be a professional of some kind and it's like I am such a loser. But if I was wearing a shirt like Chris was wearing, I would be like, look at me, guys.
Look at that. I'm professional.
Look at this. With this.
You can get a lanyard. Have some cards on that. Look like you're working.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a weird, like, I have a weird problem with clothes. I know I need to wear them, but I never find any I like.
You don't have elbow problems.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to worry about wearing a hole in my shirt like I have in this coat. It's fine. It's but Nikki, this was about you. Get a shirt.
No, I couldn't possibly after all that.
You should get a shirt.
I'll just keep looking.
Okay.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
Just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
So sometimes I just think to myself, like, I can't think of anything to do. So I just reading a book, like end up reading a book or just like playing a game or something. But I feel like it's not that I lack creativity. It's just there's this voice inside me that says no. Like, hey, I'm going to do blank. And it's like, no, that's dumb.
So during your free time?
Yeah, what I need to do is silence that no, that's dumb voice. Because from what I'm gathering, you can get people to give you money to do any dumb thing you can possibly think of. Like, for example, let's take a look at Reza Baluki. He is right now in the middle of his second attempt, or at least he was, to make a journey from Florida to Bermuda in his giant hamster wheel.
And his, it's like a bubble. It just floats and just goes on the water.
Yeah. So
it's a hydropod, though, if you want to be specific.
Well, you can call it what you want to, but...
Well, he has to run in it.
Yeah, that's how you... You know, make it.
I thought it'd have a motor or something, but no. He says he's excited. He's been working 2 years waiting for this moment. He's an endurance athlete, and in October, like you said, he tried a voyage his first time with it. But right. He was 70 miles off the coast, and his GPS had fallen into the ocean. So he needed rescued. So he's trying it again.
So I'm taking a look at it, and I thought that he had actually left yesterday, but it looks like his plans have been put on hold by the Coast Guard. They basically told him, how are you getting rescued?
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And they're like, you have to provide plans for a self-rescue or we are not going to allow you
to go to and leave do this the again. Coast. Well, yeah. Because he needed rescued last time.
Yes, he did. And so they say that once, you know...
This guy's crazy. So, an endurance athlete, he trains, he jumps rope in a sauna, and he runs 20 miles a day to prepare.
Well, he's good. Okay. That's he's crazy. Putting himself inside a big plastic bubble on the ocean.
That's why he needs to do the sauna thing.
Do you know how freaking hot it's got to be in that thing? And it's 3,500 miles, by the way. And that's if he can make it in a straight line.
That's the problem. So again, when he first tried in 2014 and the Coast Guard had to rescue him, they said he was very disoriented. So he needed rescued with losing his GPS as well. He just was not going to know where he needed to end up traveling to.
Yeah. So
that's weird.
Some people call him Captain Bubble. Now see, Nikki, you were saying that's weird. And so
for him, this is his lifelong thing.
I know. So what that tells you is that you and I are limiting factors. If we would just be willing to expand our horizons a little bit, we could be in the bubble going to the thing.
I don't want to be in the bubble. But for him, we hope for you a successful journey in your hydropod as you travel from, Florida to, is it Bermuda, you said?
Yeah, to Bermuda.
So we hope the trip goes well.
Oh,
and also the Coast Guard in the first trip, they burst the bubble. Not like they rescued him when he didn't feel like he needed, but I think they actually popped the bubble.
Well, that's how you get him out.
Yeah, so he had to be really rescued.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe, I don't know, maybe saying no to yourself every once in a while, it's not the worst thing.
20 miles a day? Jump roping in a sauna?
I don't even have that kind of ambition to say no to. The kind of stuff I'm saying no to is like, hey, I should get up and go get a soda, like a fountain soda, and come back and play video games. And I'm like, no, don't go all the way down there.
Okay, well, maybe your dream is you get in a pod and you roll yourself to the gas station and roll back.
What if my dream is I just hop a plane to Bermuda? How about that for ambition?
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Have you ever found yourself in the presence of someone and just thought, they're really creepy? Like, they're just creepy.
They put off a vibe.
And you're like, well... I don't know why they just are. There's something about them. And Nikki said it right there, a vibe. Well, Frank Andrew, he's a psychology professor at Knox College. He led a study in which, now this study, by the way, is, he says it's the first empirical study of creepiness. And so what they did was they set out to define what creepiness was and then to determine through a survey what people thought was creepy. Here we go. His definition of creepy was a theoretical perspective on the common psychological... Okay, that's from the thing. No. Creeped out is an evolved response to the ambiguity of a possible threat.
Okay, that makes sense.
So creepy is something about them is threatening, but it's ambiguous. You're not sure what it is.
Can't quite put your finger on it, but you know something's up.
So they surveyed 1,341 people in the United States, and here's what they found out. 95% of respondents thought creepy people were most likely to be male. Well, that's not fair.
Sorry to you guys.
Yeah, dudes are more likely to be creepy than women are. And they say characteristics like in your appearance that could make you creepy: greasy hair, being extremely thin, watching people before you interact with them.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Maybe if they're staring at you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because, I mean, you know, you might look at someone. But okay, top jobs that people found to be creepy: clown.
Okay, yes,
that's feels creepy. Right. All right, taxidermist.
Oh, that's very creepy. Sorry if anybody is, but
adult bookstore owner, funeral director. Yeah. Top two hobbies that people thought were creepy:
taxidermy.
Yes. Well, it says
clownery.
The top one was collecting things, and I'm like, well, whatever. And they're like, no.
Really?
Insects
collecting?
And reptiles. Yeah. Like, they're collecting. But then bird watchers came in number two for creepy.
So, I don't quite get that one, but maybe.
Well, they say that the thing that makes people find bird watchers creepy is the binoculars.
Sure.
And by the way, if you're a bird watcher, you are most likely a 45-year-old man or older.
Who puts off a creepy vibe.
Yeah, you can see that. You know, the funny thing, though, is like it seems to me most of the bird watchers I encounter are probably in the park. That doesn't seem quite as creepy.
Well, that's where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. So I had a friend of mine in college that had I can't remember if it was a bird watching group or they had a bird watching class. And I thought I mocked that incessantly because it's just like, what? But it was weird. We could go places and he could hear a bird singing. He'd know what kind of bird it was. And after a while he could spot it.
That was his hobby.
I know.
But it was creeping you out.
It didn't creep me out. After a while, it was fascinating where it's just like, wait, you can recognize. He actually said that most bird watching is almost all hearing their songs. He's like, you almost,
not even watching.
A lot of times you can't find them. You can only hear them. So,
well, now we have a creepy list.
Well, he's a huge creep.
At least according to the list.
Yeah. So just to let you know, guys, wash your hair, gain some weight, stop bird watching.
And no taxidermy.
Yeah, that.
And
like,
don't be a clown.
I'm going to tell you right now, the clowns and the taxidermists, you guys already knew. You're probably at peace with your creepiness, right?
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
Okay, let's talk about the future, Nikki. The future apparently is not a good time for the human race. There's either a nuclear war or a plague or something that is going to...
I assume it'll be bad.
I mean, it's going to wipe out anywhere from, depending on the movie you watch, 85 to 95% of the population. Like, they're all gone.
I think we're all at peace with that, knowing that something will happen.
Well, I mean, you know it's going to happen. So it's really just a question of how and then when. And one of the ways that we do know that it's going to happen is Dante Anderson. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he is a... Do we call a resident? He's somebody from the future. He says that he's from the planet Earth 4 years advance.
Only four years?
Well, it sounds like maybe, all right, here's the thing with time travel. Sometimes time travel is like, hey, I'm from the future. But a lot of times it'll be like, hey, I'm from the future. But it's like multiverse time travel. Because, of course, once you interact with the past, you just end up creating a branching past. And that's where the multiverse kind of comes from. And so it appears that he says that he's from the planet Earth about 4 years in the future.
He's seen some of the Marvel movie.
Right. And he says on his Earth, everyone is dead, and he was able to walk to Oklahoma City from that future.
Okay.
Which, I mean, you know.
Not in 4 years.
I don't know, but I...
40 years,
but
maybe.
But remember, he said from his Earth.
So maybe
again,
his Earth was a different time. Yeah, that guy sounds all sorts of...
Multiverse. Well, he went over to Carl's Jr. and demanded food. He went in there and started screaming, and they wouldn't feed him. He says from his future, there's no food there. And so, like, now that he's here...
He's hungry.
There's all this food. He wanted something to eat. And the people at Carl's Jr. did not give him anything to eat, apparently. And so he left. And then he went to Arby's. Which, you know what, like, both of those sound like great choices. Like, if I was from the future, I'd all be all over Arby's.
Anything from Arby's?
Well, he jumped up on the counter and began screaming for food. They hadn't given him anything, so he jumped into the kitchen. He shoved one of the workers into the wall, and then he grabbed handfuls of bacon and chicken, which, again, I gotta tell you, like, that sounds like a pretty good lunch to me. Then he headed out and
he should have gone to a Jack in the Box. They really know how to handle those situations.
At Jack in the Box.
Then this is just a normal day.
It's just Tuesday.
You've never been to one there.
No big deal.
They have courses in how to handle all sorts of this stuff.
Yeah. So he somehow, they say they're really not sure how he did it, but he broke the door on the way out.
Arby's.
Yeah. And then officers found him laying in front of the Taco May. There on the at the 8800 block of Southwestern
Avenue.
I don't
think he was from the future. I think he was from the meth.
You think so?
Yes, there's a difference. It seems a bit like he's on something.
It sounds like I'm not going to say that you're not correct, but what if he was from the future? And here's something else. Did anybody else notice that this happened and yesterday the second season of 12 Monkeys premiered on the Sci-Fi Channel? Does anybody else feel like this is a crime tie-in of some kind? I'm from the future. You guys don't know how good you have it.
No. No one probably thought that. I don't think anybody knew that was coming to Sci-Fi.
It's like, hey, on the Sci-Fi Channel, there's Phillips Hue, and we've got that guy out in Oklahoma City.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
Nikki, when I get my raise, like when we get up to the $10 an hour thing later, I'm totally using 15 hours of my life to buy the mask I just sent you.
You want a full face snorkel mask, the ninja mask?
It's the H2O ninja mask.
Hey, have you not seen a snorkel mask like this?
No.
But you also don't go snorkeling a whole lot.
Well, I know, but like I could still use this in the pool.
This is the snorkel that's built into the mask in the middle of the top part.
Yeah, like it comes off the top almost like you're, what would that be? Oh, like a dinosaur or something.
Kind of like a dinosaur, yeah.
There's that one dinosaur that has a horn that goes backwards.
Sure.
It's like that, but it's a full face mask and you're just breathing, not through like a little tube, like... They say that with this mask, you should be able to breathe normally underwater, just like you would on the land. Now, of course, that's only if you stay, you know, right near the surface.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if you're
going
down.
You can't just breathe water. That's not the way that works.
That'd be misleading.
I think that's pretty sweet. I don't know if I'd pay $150 for that, what with the fact that I go swimming once a year.
You're not in the scuba culture, though, so I think that...
You think it makes more sense then?
If you were in that culture, be like, yeah, sure, I'll pay this much money. Whereas if you're in a console culture, you know, you'd pay for like, you'd pay extra money for certain sort of accessories. So I bet it's not as bad.
What culture?
If you're in like a video game culture, a console thing, you'd be like, oh my gosh, this new controller is like $99.99 and that's a bargain. Whereas I'd be like $99.99. So
I hate being a part of that culture. Well, I want to be part of snorkel culture.
You want to be on that?
Yeah. Like I want to live where the water is blue and people are just like, yeah, I don't even have a car because I just jog to work. It's way more fun that way. And like I get my longboard out. Like, you know, you just...
Well, you could, but you just don't, you don't pick that culture up.
I know, but like I could. We all know the truth, though. I know that I'm not part of that and I would want to be, but eventually they would just reject me. They'd be like, you know what? We know you're not one of us. We know that you're trying and that you want to make a positive change.
But
just,
it's not.
Just
too
go
late.
Play your Xbox,
too
all right?
Too late.
We already know what you are.
Until then, if you want to practice, $145 for the face snorkel mask. Where did you see this at?
Does it matter?
Were you just online, just
Nikki,
searching?
Look, I'm trying to change my ways. I don't want to be a console guy.
Anymore?
That's right.
What are you...
I want to get a snorkel mask and go out and make a difference in my community.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, up in a couple of minutes, Nikki, I want to, speaking of cultures we're not a part of, I have this list of what they're saying are the absolute worst things that you can have. They're like what is the word that they keep using for them? That they're social faux pas.
Yeah.
I've got this list of things that they're saying, like as far as etiquette goes.
Oh, you're not supposed to
do? It shows that you're just low class, knuckle dragger, whatever. And I want to show, I have this list.
So let's see how many we check off on the list.
I just am saying that we might be
pretty low.
Exactly the people they're talking about, which is why we need a snorkel mask.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Let's talk about Nikki and Obadiah, your riot. And what William Hansen has to say about them, Nikki. He has 12 items that if you put it in your domicile, if you have 12 these 12 things in your home, then you are absolutely just low class.
Not classy.
You're trashy. You're trashy.
What are these items that are so bad?
Well, okay. Let's go ahead and start with this. Any kind of a home theater or a cinema room.
Oh, yeah.
We have that.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, I have what they would probably call a media room.
Sure.
Big TV, but, you know, some surround sound speakers and stuff. They also
ours
say,
is tastefully done.
He says no. any kind of a big television. If you have a room that has a large television on the wall.
Well, I have a projector, which means it has a screen on the
wall.
That's
one of your large televisions.
Oh, my other ones count?
Yeah.
No, they're not that large.
You're out, Nikki. A large refrigerator.
A normal size refrigerator.
I don't know. He says a piano.
Oh, no. None of us have that. Why is that on this list?
He says that pianos are just things that people put in their house, but no one actually plays them.
Gotcha.
Actually, pardon me, grand piano.
Mm-mm.
So apparently you can have an old piano stuck on a wall.
And that's not the same.
Yeah. He says any kind of a flagpole.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't have one of those. Oh, well, I'll admit he's right on this. Any kind of furniture that features a mirror.
No, Yeah,
so he says no to that.
Look, we don't have that either.
Nope, don't have that. A patio heater.
Uh-uh.
No, I don't have one of those.
That's going outside.
A family portrait. Any family portraits or any pictures on your walls,
they say, are... No.
You don't?
Well, two.
You're okay. Out.
Just small ones.
All right. Do you currently have any magnets on your refrigerator?
A couple. But it's travel ones. I don't like the buzzer.
Okay. Do you have any coasters?
No. I'll put rings on furniture for days.
So you're good on that
front? I don't care.
Okay.
Let that glass sweat.
All right.
Put the water on there. It's fine.
I've got one left for you, Nikki.
Yes.
One left. He says that the single worst thing that you could have that communicates like, hey, I'm trash. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot tub.
No, come on. I want a hot tub.
He's talking to you, Nikki.
I don't like this guy. There's so many other things that you could put out in your house.
You'd be like, hey, guys, let's hang in the hot tub and then go watch a movie on the big screen. Guess what you are, Nikki? You're trash.
No, I'm not.
That's what he says.
No, it's not. You can't make a sweeping statement like that. That's sweeping.
But you know what? The good thing is, like, you just be like, you know what? You put your drink anywhere you want.
Yeah,
don't you worry about it.
Don't you worry about it. No, there's a lot of other things that could be on that list before you start putting that stuff.
The hot tub on there.
Or even the TVs, whatever.
All right. I mean, I will tell you, I recently bought some Battlestar Galactica coasters.
Oh, so you've got that one.
So, I mean, like... But I mean, I didn't buy them because I was concerned about furniture.
You know, just thought, decoration.
I just thought the little Cylon faces were kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But again, I never had any aspirations that I was
anything
classy
more than that.
Yeah. I think we all know that if you take a look at my Power Rangers t-shirt this morning.
I want to see this. Oh, yeah.
I'm a couple steps below, you know.
Well, we try
high
our
class.
We try our best. I want to see this guy's house. Let's see pictures. Let's see what he's got.
You know what, Nikki? Like,
jealousy that he doesn't have a hot tub.
It's none of your business.
He must have a small fridge because he's angry.
Well, my thing is like, if you got a small fridge, then like, I mean, are you going to the grocery every day,
or do
you
just
you probably send you know, the girl out to get the food for you, right, guy? Is that it?
I don't like this list, so.
Yeah. I just want you to know when I saw that hot tub,
I was
like. You just
said the whole story just because of the hot tub.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Come on.
Nikki, no hot tub for you.
It's for medical reasons. I just want the chance. I just want a hot tub.
I need to relax.
I'm very stressed. I just want to relax in the hot tub.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked. Online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
It was this time yesterday we were talking about the PlayStation 4.5, the Neo, that a lot of people have been talking about on dirt interwebs over the last couple of days.
Everybody is talking about it.
You didn't see it?
No, I did not.
In my feeds?
It's everybody. Everywhere. I know.
It's everywhere.
That's why we have different feeds. I know. Because we got to cover different things.
We do. But one of the things that popped up in my feed yesterday, they were talking about the new 4K Blu-rays and how, of course, they really do offer a better picture than you would get through 4K streaming. It's all about bit rate, et cetera. So we don't have to get into that. But this is what caught my eye in the middle of all this 4K discussion is that yesterday, Universal Pictures Home Entertainment announced what their first Ultra HD Blu-rays were going to be. Those are the 4K Blu-rays. And on that list, Jason Bourne. Okay.
I mean, isn't the other Bourne coming out, or is that not Bourne?
No, that is the new one. And their other big title that they're saying they're going to bring out on it? You ready?
Based on your enthusiasm right now, I could tell it's not going to be a good one.
Warcraft. They released a new trailer for Warcraft yesterday. That movie looks so bad.
Even in trailer form, it looks bad.
Look, you guys know, like, I was very skeptical about Batman v Superman. The movie didn't win me over, et cetera, et cetera.
But it wasn't the worst.
But I always thought, like, hey, at a base level, it's Batman. All right? It's Batman.
I got strong characters.
I can watch Batman. I can watch Superman. Even when they're bad, it's still pretty good. I can watch it. The Warcraft movie looks... I think it looks so bad. I'm surprised. Like, honestly surprised by how bad it looks. Because when they said they were making it, I thought, well, I don't really care for WoW. And, I mean, I played Warcraft 3 that one time, but, like, whatever. I'm not that interested. But maybe it'll be a fantasy movie with, like, swords and whatever. Like, okay, all right. Every trailer I see, I'm like, why does it keep looking worse and worse? Like, why am I supposed to care about the cartoon Green Man? I don't care what happens to him or his cartoon people as they're being assaulted by the Electricity Man. I don't really care about that.
He's got a real problem with it.
It is...
Yeah, but now you can see it.
Actively terrible looking.
You can see the terribleness in so much more clarity. I mean, now you can really get a good look at it. You could really show its flaws.
Again, we got to understand. I kept talking about how I thought Batman v Superman looked terrible, but I always knew I was going to go see it. This is a different level of terrible. I should come up with a new word or borrow someone else's, because this is the other thing I don't understand. I see people talking about it with enthusiasm, and it's just like, no. No, don't. Are we watching the same thing? Do you see the stupid green people? They're orcs. Call them what you want. They're cartoons. And it looks awful.
Okay,
It looks awful.
We're putting you down for a no.
Yeah, but you like anime. That's because that's an actual cartoon. This is me supposed to pretend the Green Man is real. He's not real. Look at the cute little...
Hey. I can tell. Okay.
You getting it?
We get it.
We're riding eagles!
No, it's going to just upset you and make your day bad, so just don't worry about it.
If
it comes out and people buy it, let them have it.
See, now I've...
Just let them go to the movies.
The thing is, like, I've reached this point where not only do I think it looks bad, but I hope that it does terribly. And it's the worst movie ever.
And you take it as your new responsibility to tell people how bad it is.
I want people to know how bad it looks.
So that they know which side you're on.
And then if people are like, I think it looks good. No!
It doesn't!
I'm going to bring the internet to real life and tell you what a terrible person you are right now for liking it.
Okay.
You and your family's dumb too. And everything you like sucks. So that Warcraft movie, I'm not feeling that.
No,
they can put it...
I can tell you're not.
I don't care what kind of disc they put it on or what kind of PlayStation it plays in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to help the fact that it looks terrible.
Yes.
Actively bad. The world is going to be a worse place when they release it.
Okay, so that's coming out from Universal.
This summer.
And then the new Bourne movie will be out later. Okay,
thanks so
much.
And the Bourne movie this summer.
Great. Can't wait to go to the movies.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, those two were just perfect.
Just take a break.
Just perfect.
All right.
Grab some water.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
Now, Nikki and I are casting our eyes to other countries, taking a look at other cultures. And we were just talking about our visit to Abu Dhabi and how we think we might have enough money to buy a pack of gum at the airport and not have enough money to get home. Because even the gum is wrapped in gold.
Well, they're talking about Warner Brothers is releasing a Warner Brothers World sort of big thing. And
that's what we were talking
in
about.
A few years.
I'm always focused on the money.
Mm-hmm. That's all it's about to you.
But here's another one. Nikki and I have often talked about our desire to tour Asia. And in Nanning, China, there is a woman who was using the toilet. See, in Asia, they have, especially in China, I know, they have what they call the squat toilet.
It's a squat toilet, and I have actually thought about that because it is on my bucket list. One day I would like to tour Asia.
Uh-huh.
And in certain places where you would think it would just be a normal bathroom setup, but it's not. That's just the common toilet. It's just a hole in the ground. So it's a squat potty.
Right. And you have to do what some people refer to as the Asian squat, actually, which is just you being able to squat. Have you ever heard that? With your legs flat, okay, et cetera, et cetera. Because they find that it's weird, but most people in European countries roll up onto the balls of their feet when they squat down. But most people in Asia have a tendency to leave their feet flat.
Which, that's why I'm afraid, I just don't know if we could do that.
Well, this woman ended up getting her foot stuck in the toilet, which seems ridiculous as an American because you're like,
how'd they do that?
Were you climbing up on it? What are you doing? But, you know, they just have a hole in the ground. And then Nikki said to me off air, one of my favorite sentences that she's ever said, I don't think I've got the core strength for that.
I don't think I could ever squat like that. I would have to do some people do a couch to 5K program.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to do a
couch to squat program.
A couch to squat program. So then that way, if you ever were traveling around in Asia and that was the toilet that you came up with, and you're also supposed to bring toilet paper with you because they don't always provide that in different parts.
So what do they expect you to do?
You're just supposed to know that you just bring your own.
They have the three seashells or something? What do you do?
You just hope for the best. It's just different.
Okay.
It just depends on where you're at.
That's a line that I'm going to draw. I'm going to need you to provide me something.
We've gone on road trips where I've tried to hold it until we got to the hotel.
Definitely.
But yeah. I don't know if I can do that with a whole country until I leave.
I'm going to go with no.
Probably not.
But yeah, so they ended up, the fire department had to come and get her out.
Cut the foot off.
Yeah, they just cut it off and flushed.
I just would want it to go, depending on how that was.
I imagine, Nikki, that as much as you're I have to burn my foot now, maybe a nice microdermabrasion.
Something. Honestly, if it was truly traumatic, I go reverse. I tell no one what happened. Well, I keep it to myself. No one knows that my foot got stuck in a toilet. No one.
But you need help. These people have to help you.
No,
get
I would
out.
Die there. Just leave me there. It's she's been in there for years. I just could not. I'd keep it to private. Very private.
Hey, you gotta come
occupied.
Out. Busy.
Occupied.
Busy.
No, someone could get me out, but I just wouldn't tell the tale.
There's about 30 people, it seems, that all gathered around the toilet to take photos of her getting it out, getting her foot out. So, that's scary. They weren't sure how to. It's scary.
Not as bad as the other photos. Oh, gosh, it's been a couple of years, but they're having a real problem in certain parts of China with people using trash cans. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I do.
Trash cans. Adults.
Just at the train station. Just.
And not number one. Number two. So, bathrooms are different around the world.
You can spend all day talking about how terrible American culture is. You're just the worst. Got a couple things right, guys. Not gonna lie to you. That plumbing situation, that's all right.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Nikki and I have decided we're going to start multitasking in order to save money.
That's good.
That way, we don't have to work, you know, any more extra time. So I'm vacuuming during the show. Now, if it becomes distracting, I want somebody to speak up. But otherwise, I think we should be fine.
It should be good. I don't think anybody would notice it at all. It blends in.
Yeah, it's barely noticeable. Yeah, so this Friday on the show, don't forget, we're going to have a best of thing. Best of the worst of.
You can actually contribute. How long are you actually going to vacuum?
No, I'm doing fine. So what about you?
What? Yeah, it's distracting.
What?
It's distracting.
Nikki, you gotta focus.
I know. Right? I hate vacuuming, even if I watch you do it.
Why do you hate it so much?
It's vacuuming.
It's great exercise.
No, it's annoying. I hate vacuuming.
Do you like a clean floor?
I do.
Seems to me that those are two things that go hand in hand. Or is that for the help to do? Hey, Obadiah, when you get done in the studio, come on over to my house. I'd really appreciate it.
And, I did not like it.
I want you to vacuum in such a way that you leave the lines. I want the lines in all this area right here. All right? And also, don't close. You got to just know you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. So, what? I don't understand why the sound bothers you. I find it to be relaxing. Sounds like clean. Don't you think?
I just think it's soothing, isn't it? It's just soothing.
I just want to go right to sleep.
I know. It's like a lullaby.
Yeah. Could you lift your feet for just a second?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm going to have to move you over here for just a second.
Thanks for vacuuming.
No, wait. No one ever vacuums back here. This is filthy. The problem is we got no lights in we have lights in the studio. Nobody turns them on. And the carpet's black. So it's like, for all I know,
I know what's back there.
If there wasn't a headlight on this thing, I'd have no idea what I'm doing right now.
He went back in the corner and he hit a wire. I thought he was going to pull all of Radio U off.
That would have been awesome.
Actually would have loved that.
So.
All right, well, thanks for vacuuming. And you know, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Hey, Nikki, everybody does their part.
Yes, and I'm glad that's your part.
So IamRadioU.com. We're all doing our part here.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
Nikki, I have here an article. It's on Lifehacker. It's from former Stanford Dean and author Julie Lithcott-Hames. And she says,
Julie.
You know,
what does she
know,
have
Julie.
To say? Yes.
She says there are 8 skills or 8 things that everyone should be able to do by the time they're 18. So when you leave the house, these are things that you should be able to do when you leave.
In order to be successful, when you're done?
She says, this list includes, but is not limited to, the following
vacuuming
things.
Is it on the list?
It's not on the list.
All right, okay. What's the list?
1, be able to talk to strangers.
Ooh, that's hard. I feel like that gets harder as...
You think so?
Well, I feel like we just don't talk to people as much as we used to.
Well, I don't mean you got to ask them out. You just got to say, hey, do you know where the blah, blah, blah?
No, I just feel like we're more afraid of each other or being scammed or I don't know. I just, stranger danger.
Okay.
Number two,
you need to be able to find your way around town.
That's easy with your phone. The real test is, can you do it without your phone?
Okay. Let's see. Manage assignments, workloads, and deadlines. A little tougher.
I don't think everybody excels in that.
Honestly, I don't know anybody that can do that. I've never met. I don't know.
Again, without
is.
Some sort of program to help you with it.
Yeah. Let's see. Contribute to the running of a household.
That's super important.
There's your vacuuming.
There's your vacuuming right there, and that's not just for if you're a girl. That's guys too. You got to know how to run your room.
Just
heads up, when you move out, your mom's not coming.
Coming over. She doesn't come over.
I hate to break it to you.
Maybe she'll come over to clean, but if it is, that means that you're not doing anything.
Dude, my first set of roommates, we had to have a meeting because I was just like, guys, just to be clear, clutter's cool, but currently we're living in filth, and I don't want to live in filth. Okay, so there's that. Contribute, handle interpersonal problems, like having a meeting when you live in filth.
See, you could do that. Great job on that.
That's something I was able to do.
It's very grown up of you.
Cope with ups and downs.
Yeah, so, that's fine.
All right. I'm still working on that one. Yeah. Be able to earn and manage money.
That's a hard one some. That's the managing part is hard.
I mean, that's the only way you're getting out. You have to have money to get out. Otherwise,
or you're going right back on in.
Yeah, you're going back in. And then be able to take some risks.
Not too many.
I mean, you know.
Until you know how to do the one before.
Yeah, I mean, moving out is kind of a...
it's a risk.
Yeah. It's a risk. Like, talking to strangers, Nikki.
It's a risk.
It's a risk. You gotta manage risk. All right?
I'll work on that one.
Okay. All right. You know what? I believe in you, Nikki. I know you can do these
things.
Thanks.
It's not like I'm totally afraid. It's just, you know, we don't do that as much.
Just a little.
Yeah.
All right. Because I'm a beautiful woman and I feel threatened by people I don't know.
It's not that at all.
I know what it's about, Nikki. I understand. And it's fine.
I'm just so afraid based on, you know, we just have a smaller circle of people that are usually around. And the way you act just has me hesitant.
Me? I'm very approachable. In fact, I'm approached by all sorts of freak shows.
Yeah, that's the problem with you. You bring in too many weird people.
My life experiences are making Nikki afraid of the world.
I don't even want to know if that could just happen if I go out there.
Like, wait, people can do that? Oh, I can't talk to people. I have to get out.
Too many of your stories scared me off.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
I may be sneezing in just a moment, so...
Give him a minute. Place your bets. Will he be sneezing or not?
Oh, man. I've spent time at McDonald's this morning, 15 minutes.
Why were you in line so long? I assume you were in line.
I was in that alternate universe McDonald's, and I went to the slow universe.
Where they just wanted to keep you there as long as possible.
15 minutes, Nikki. That's a long time. I can only assume that they were in the back working on their new Big Mac.
Did you see this one? Well, it actually was really funny. I was watching a video about the Giga Big Mac in Japan. I watched a video of that, and then Eric comes running, and he's like, no, you need to look at this, and it's available to test.
There's only two places that you're going to be able to snag this new Big Mac. Texas, Dallas, more specifically.
Dallas, Texas.
And several restaurants in Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
Well.
Oh, looky there.
So here's where you're going to have the Grand Mac and the Mac Junior. The Grand Mac is made with 2 1/6-pound beef patties. So, man, what...
What is that?
What are the ones that are in there now?
I don't know.
Is that... They're paper towels. That's what they are. The Grand Mac...
They cook down, Obi.
They make... that'll make for 1/3 pound of beef, it says. 2 slices of cheese and salad... on a huge sesame bun. Is that
I think they just mean lettuce. Yeah.
They say that if it's a huge hit in the local areas that they will be rolling it out nationwide. And then the Junior Mac will be basically like half of a Big Mac. Wow, that Grand Mac, like that thing, it looks like it could eat you.
Yes, basically.
That is big.
Does that mean that they realize that some people want more and then if not, you want... like half what you were getting now. Like the current Big Mac size is just not what people are interested in anymore.
Uh-huh.
You're either going bigger or you just want smaller.
Here's what I think. I imagine that the CEO of McDonald's has some weird thing where he has like his butler comes in every night and reads him a bedtime story. And
he just needs a smaller Big Mac.
Yeah, well, and he came in and he read him Goldilocks and he was like, wait, go back. Did you say that there was like a baby bear, a mama bear, and a papa bear?
three sizes?
Oh, no. Well, would the original one eventually go away if this tests well enough?
I don't think so.
The Junior Big Mac is basically, like you said, a single layer Big Mac, and they think it'll be easier to eat on the go. So if you were picking up lunch or something, going through the drive-thru, that you might prefer to have that one because it's not the double stack thing.
Right. Then you just have the standard Big Mac, which if you wind the clock back, 20 or 30 years, people thought was the biggest hamburger they'd ever seen. And how could you ever eat it? You
know, now nowhere near it.
Now, America the tubby, America the large, America the can't I get a bigger one than this? They feel like when you go in for dinner, you need the Grand Mac.
So the McDonald's testing is the Grand Mac and the Mac Jr., and that's in Dallas, Texas, and Columbus.
All right. Well, Nikki, you doing it? Yeah, she is.
Maybe. No.
Nikki,
let's go for the junior one.
No.
Because that's what you want.
The Big Mac has a special hold on you.
It's the sauce. And I don't even like Thousand Island outside of like Big Mac world.
But it's got you.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
Now that it's fall, I'm really excited about all the pumpkin spice stuff coming back.
Well, you got a little bit of time to the fall.
Oh.
Just a little.
Oh, it's April?
Yeah.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I feel like it's pretty much time to go ahead and, maybe set up the Christmas tree. What do you guys think? Oh, that's not the one we want. Set up the Christmas tree. What do you guys think?
I like that idea.
They call it Christmas creep. It gets earlier every year.
It says awfully early, though. I still see some people that have their Christmas lights still up.
I refuse to listen to Christmas music until the 4th of July. I just won't have it.
Well, you got to hold your line right there.
I leave my Halloween decorations up until then, and then I'm ready to go ahead and get the Christmas stuff out. Once we celebrate 4th of July when, George Washington comes down the chimney and leaves all the kids guns
coins.
And chocolate coins and American flags.
I remember that holiday growing up.
Yeah, it's one of my personal favorites. The people at General Mills, are they the one? Yeah, that's them. The first ingredient
is love.
Is whole grain.
Whole grain.
They just announced their pumpkin spice Cheerios.
For the fall, or
it's officially. I don't know if any. I suppose I could be wrong, but from my perspective, I believe that we can declare this to be officially the first pumpkin spice announcement of the year.
The first shots have been fired
in the war on fall.
In the war on fall.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, pumpkin spice
Cheerios.
That actually probably sounds pretty delicious.
I don't know. Remember, like, what did we pumpkins? We tried some
the
pumpkin
M&Ms.
Spice. Yo. Oh. Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's the spice part. It was just nasty.
It was like I just threw up in my mouth a little, and now
candy
I threw
coated,
up
though.
A lot.
Chocolate covered.
Yeah, I mean, I like chocolate, except for the
pumpkin
part. I mean,
in the bigger picture, was it the worst thing we ever had?
No.
No, but it was pretty disappointing.
It was not good.
So wait, I'm sorry. These are not coming out, though, till the fall. It's not like it's creeping this early.
Well, here's the deal. Cheerios is doing some limited time flavors. Now, the spring and summer limited time flavor is going to be strawberry.
Mm.
Who wouldn't want a strawberry Cheerio? Everybody loves Cheerios.
I bet if you like strawberry milk, well, Cheerios, I don't know. Do they bleed into the milk?
I don't know.
Would you have strawberry milk afterwards?
See, my thing is, like, outside of very small children, who's eating Cheerios?
Some people like it. I think it's heart healthy.
Who? Yeah, okay. All right, so the very, very little, the very little, and the very old. Is that all that's eating the Cheerio?
Probably, but that's enough.
Oh, man, no, because my Cheerios are gluten-free.
That's something.
Got to get rid of that gluten. So there you go. That's it. The first fall flavor. And again, not until fall, which some people are saying is basically August.
August. It'll be here before you know it.
It's not.
I've had the Trader Joe's. They have a pumpkin Cheerio sort of knockoff.
Yeah.
And those are pretty good, but it's not pumpkin spice. And sometimes there's a difference with the taste of the pumpkin compared to pumpkin spice.
Well, this says pumpkin spice.
Yeah, so it'll be
it's
a little bit.
It's not just pumpkin.
I think it's a little bit harsher of a taste.
Man, I do love the fall, but I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm going to need a slice of summer first.
Yes, that sounds about how we have to do it.
I'm gonna have to have some summer but before we get to fall.
Thank you for letting us know so far in advance.
You're welcome.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Newsflash. God cares about your day today. Do you know that as far as God's concerned, there's no throwaway days? There's no throaway. It's not like
Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
It's Thursday. Ain't nothing matters today. No, but think about how great that is. I feel like a lot of times, I feel like some people at least, this idea is like, well, God doesn't. Like, he cares about some big stuff, but the stuff that really matters is, like, heaven and hopefully not going to hell, I guess, if there even is a hell. I don't know these days. Everybody disagrees, whatever. Like, God's probably, like, he's on a cloud, I think, but probably, like, a cloud recliner. He's probably, like, watching a show or something. Like, he's super chill. Like, he's not, like, really concerned, whatever. Do you know that God is super concerned about today? He's concerned about you. And by concerned, I don't mean that he's the opposite of in a recliner where he's just like, oh gosh, what are they going to do? They got to do the riot and then they have to have a snack. What are they going to have for a snack?
He's not a helicopter God quite like that.
It's not like that either. But what I'm trying to say is this, is that God is concerned about your day. He does care about what happens to you today. He cares about stuff. Like you might be thinking, I feel like some people... Like, we have this idea, like, God doesn't care, like, if I'm able to pay my rent. God doesn't care if I'm able to find, you know, this, that, whatever I need. I want you to know God knows the stuff that you care about, and he cares about that stuff because he cares about you. So, look, today, you might think there's something that's too small, God doesn't care. This issue that I have, God's too busy on his cloud recliner. He's not, you know, it's no big deal to him, so I guess I'm on my own. And Jesus doesn't want anybody to be on their own. And in fact, you're not. When you start a relationship with him, he's with you 24/7. He cares about the things you care about. And he knows there's stuff that you need. God knows that you need clothes and whatever. Like, just whatever it is. He's not ignorant to those things. And you can ask him for help. Like, do you need money for something? Are you sick? Do you have a friend that's sick? Do whatever. Like those things that to you might seem like, well, these are not really a big deal. Huh. God cares. God's concerned about you and the people you love. If you don't have a relationship with God, I want you to start one with him because I want you to start bringing God into Thursday. I want you to start asking God for help with, hey, how am I going to do this? Or what do I do with that? Ask God to help you. He cares about that stuff because he cares about you. If you don't have that relationship, say, Jesus, come into my life. Fill me with your spirit. It's Thursday. I could really use some help today. And man, with that friendship with God, you can talk. He listens. He'll talk to you and you can listen. And you can ask him for help with absolutely anything that's going on today. Period.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
Sometimes I wish you could be in here for the...
the fun that we have! Come on! It's Snickers!
We've been spending the last 30...
Snickers is here. My doggy.
Now you guys know why I have to run the vacuum all the time.
Is it why do you have to clean?
Right.
Aww. Snickers! It's the radio! Shush! Don't tell our boss you're here. No, Snickers, my dog, just stopped by to say hi.
He drove over.
He drove by.
He was on his way to work. He stopped in to say hey.
He was out grabbing a coffee, and that was it.
It's really understandable. So he seems pretty excited.
I love him. So, yes,
I imagine that you would.
Yes, he's a very good dog. But I know you are...
allergic to cats, and horses.
Dogs, horses, and dust mites.
Yes.
So we'll keep him here for a super quick second.
Yeah, so you know what? Look, I'm only 3 weeks away from going to meet the ENT. And he'll be like, hey, have you been around dogs? And I'll be like, yeah.
Yes.
My coworker brings dogs and rubs them on the counters.
Well, that's good. No, but...
So what we've been doing is we've been trying to get just the right photo of Nikki with her dog. Nikki, you're posing.
Yeah, what'd you think I was doing?
I just thought that you were overwhelmingly delighted to see your dog, which to me was like, okay.
You just saw him. I just saw him before I left.
Yeah. So.
All right. Bye, Snickers. Bye.
Oh, and hey, bye, Eric.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Eric as
well.
It was
really nice to see you today.
I've seen both of them this morning.
I know, but the only one you were greeting or saying goodbye to was, in fact,
Eric. Oh, don't touch Toby with Snickers. He just wants to wave goodbye.
Everybody, bye, Snickers. See you later. No fist bump. I'm good. I'm good. Everybody thinks I hate dogs. I don't.
I know. I wish you could get a dog.
I just don't like what happens when I touch them.
Why can't you get, what's the one?
There's no such thing as hypoallergenic.
A poodle.
A poodle. No, they're not.
A schnoodle. No, that's a schnauzer and a poodle. Isn't it a schnoodle?
A Weezer Schneedle?
What's the one where it's a golden retriever?
Doodle, doodle,
a golden doodle.
Yeah.
That's the one you should get. They're so cute.
I'm not in, there are two things. First off, it's a lot of responsibility to have a pet.
It is. It's another little creature. You're in charge of it.
And I'm going to be responsible for taking care of it. I don't want to.
You don't
want to
have that responsibility?
Yeah. Like
golden doodles are so cute.
I struggle with self-care. And so I just don't know if I really want to introduce, you know, like another animal.
Uh-huh.
Though they say if you have an animal to take care of, sometimes you'll do better taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
But no, I don't want that. And then the other thing is that since basically allergy shots can't really help me unless I have to go somewhere where there's a dog, which isn't very often, I'm not going to pay, what is it, $5 a week or $20 a week or whatever I got to pay to get shot. I'm not going
to
do it.
And you don't want to be a pill popper every day. It's like, in order to have this, but a golden doodle.
My house is like the only safe place I have.
I bet you a golden doodle you'll do fine. Those are still supposed to be pretty much allergy free.
Less allergy-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
again,
I'm good.
Google the image shirts. They're so adorable.
I know, Nikki, but here's the thing. Responsibility.
Yeah.
What's
right.
that? I don't want any.
You don't want to think about that?
No,
yeah.
No, I don't. So I think it's great that you have a pet and that you got to see your dog at work today, though.
It's fun. I wish we had a pet policy where, like, he could come upstairs and hang out in my office. And
I wish we had beanbags out in the middle of the floor.
And well, I guess none of us are getting anything we want today.
Flex time where you just come in where you want to or you need to.
And we had the freestyle machine behind you for whatever drinks you might want. Man.
Think about a diet cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper right now.
And
a
my dog here?
A fresh one.
That's a perfect day.
You know what? Your dog can be here. We just have to keep him in a glass case.
And don't go near him.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Nikki, sometimes I feel like...
How do you want to phrase it?
I feel like God's looking out for us.
He's just caring.
Yeah, because there's no Carl's Jr. near us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's either him or the city planners, and I'm not sure which, know that we can't handle that being close. And as a result, and you're like, how close do you mean? It doesn't matter. I just mean that I don't have to see one on my way to and from the station, because if I did, things would happen. All right, I'd need a new car. One with only one front seat.
Carl's Jr., West Coast, East Coast, Hardee's.
Yeah, but sometimes I've seen Carl's Jr.'s East Coast too, even though they're supposed to be like the same restaurant,
I think they changed some of them, but yes, they're basically the same. So if you have one, even though I always think Carl's Jr. was always a little different because I would always have Carl's Jr. and never really Hardee's.
Yeah.
And so then when every so often, if we travel, it's like, okay, I'll have very often we'll eat at a Hardee's, and I just don't feel it doesn't have the same like vibe about it.
What music festival were we at where we went over and had breakfast at Hardee's? It doesn't matter. I just remember going and it being like, whoa,
Pennsylvania,
dude.
Wasn't it?
Was
for
it?
Purple Door maybe years ago?
I just remember us all being in a Hardee's. That might have been a dream.
No, probably true. I remember late night Hardee run.
All right. So they've just unveiled, and this is where you're sitting down. Okay, you're sitting down.
Yes, I am.
The pretzel breakfast sandwich.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Pretzel buns are the best.
A pretzel bun for your breakfast sandwich?
That's amazing. I wish pretzel buns were an option. Like Wendy's had pretzel buns, but I wish pretzel buns were an option.
They don't still have them, do they?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I wish they would have them like
everywhere.
Every restaurant, every fast food place had. Would you like a pretzel bun option?
Yes.
Yes, I would. I know Sonic has the pretzel dog.
Like, hey, I just
had those.
Okay.
I went while I was in Washington, D.C. I went to a Sheetz.
Yeah.
They had pretzel buns for their hot dogs. Barfy.
Yeah, they but were Sonic they ones were terrible. Are good, weren't they?
No, that's what I wanted to follow it up with. I was hoping I would end up with a Sonic-like one. Dude, a pretzel bun at Sonic for a hot dog?
Yep.
Shut up. They actually, okay, at Sonic, they have this pretzel bun hot dog, and then they put like that cheese sauce and then little bacon bits on it. Sit down.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to stand up and sit back down.
You're going to have to sit back down.
Because that's like, that amazing.
I'll tell you what happens is it's kind of like somebody presents it with you and it's like they're playing, what is it, the Hallelujah Chorus, and you're just like, oh, and you stand up and then you're like, oh, it's so good.
So
I got to sit down.
All right. It's an Auntie Anne's pretzel bun.
Yeah.
So it's licensed. I think that's good. That means quality control.
Yeah, that is good.
A consistency per each Carl's Jr. It's fine. And it is at Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
I know.
It's at both of them.
I know.
So that will start yesterday.
Yeah, it's now.
So that's now available, which is good because in a few weeks I'll be able to go to a Carl's Jr. and I'm going to have it.
Eggs, sausage, American cheese, Swiss cheese, Auntie Anne's soft pretzel roll.
I just want the pretzel roll.
No, I want it all.
You want it all in
and
it?
And I want it now.
And you can have a combo meal.
Yep. Come on. Come on. Right. I want it.
That's an interesting fact. It says 45% of Hardee's business is breakfast, and Carl's Jr.'s 20% of their stuff comes from their breakfast.
Do they have a percentage of people that die right there on the premises?
Of happiness or like a heart attack?
Well, you know, I don't feel like we.
The same?
I don't feel like we need to zero in on anything
on the specifics
just
with it.
How just, many people? Dying. How many customers coming in?
I
die
don't know,
daily.
But come on, pretzel buns.
I know.
May you rule the world.
I know.
Because I will eat you.
I'd sell out for that pretzel bun.
I would totally do that. Talk about make you happy. All the things you're not supposed to do for a healthy lifestyle. Just for the pretzel bun.
What? I cut up that pretzel bun. I put it in a salad.
Yes, it'd be really good.
It's a pretzel bun salad.
It's a pretzel salad.
It's hugely healthy.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not.
You might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
Favorite thing of the entire week? Bodie McBoatface. I mean, obviously, nothing.
Oh, that was from Monday, wasn't it?
Nothing better this week than Bodie McBoatface.
That was the boats that people online were able to vote for the name.
Uh huh.
And Bodie McBoatface was the winning entry to it.
It was the winner.
I forget. It was a research vessel.
Yes. Going to the ocean in the Arctic, you know, to research stuff. And everyone said, well, obviously it should be the Bodie McBoatface.
Now, it kind of won the competition, except the research thing still had the final say on, like, what are we going to actually name the boat?
Mm-hmm.
Since it is a research boat, they weren't sure if they were going to go with something so official as Bodie McBoatface.
Well, that's my first favorite thing on the internet this week. My second favorite thing is in Australia, in Sydney. They basically have three eastern suburbs of Sydney that I guess are going to be joining all together.
Mm-hmm.
They call them three councils. And I believe that's their term for like three small counties or like something. They're all going to join together. And they said, hey, guys, what do you think that we should name these three councils as they join together to be one city?
You should have learned not to ask.
Do you know what they chose?
One, they chose two, three.
The Beachy McBeachface Council.
Great. Just, it needs to be a trend. Anything with McFace in it.
Beachy McBeachface.
Is that better than Bodie McBoatface?
No, it's second, but it's pretty good.
Okay, so
Bodie McBoatface wins because it was the trendsetter.
Sure,
it was
the original.
That's why that wins, but Beachy McBeachface
is
again,
a strong contender.
I would absolutely love to tell people, and just so you know, like in the future, in 100 years, if you name it Beachy McBeachface, they're going to rename it.
Sure.
Like, they're not going to keep that. Because we think it's hilarious now, and we might even enjoy writing it on our postcards, because we're sending paper for some reason. But at some point, they're going to be like, no.
They'll call it, like, Beachy. And then they'll be like, hey, what was the origin of Beachy? Like, well, that was Beachy McBeachface.
In 2016, the world was populated by idiots. And these idiots chose the name Beachy McBeachface.
They voted upon.
The other side of it is this. And this has also popped up in the news as I hear they're doing some kind of a road tour with Idiocracy. But I do think there is a chance that those among us that take life more seriously and et cetera, they may be dying off. And internet culture may become
rising up.
Like, not internet culture. It may just drop internet and become culture.
So are you saying?
And so that's what we name things.
So we assume, like, a mom or dad wouldn't pass this through. They'd be like, no, we need something that's distinguished. But yet now the 40-year-olds are still...
They're still around.
Grown up they from got the culture with right, it. Right. And they're the ones that think it would be funny also to go with Beachy McBeachface.
Yeah, so we got a bunch of people have to die off. And then pretty soon it'll be like, what are you guys naming your baby? Baby McBabyface? And you're like, oh, I was going to name him that.
Oh, just what a beautiful baby McBabyface.
How about Beth McBethface? Can you guys use that? Because we were doing the baby one. Gosh.
I can see that happening.
And her sister, Apple, and Android, and Nike. I love our kids. They're the best.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot. Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
It is the Riot. A couple weeks ago, Nintendo sent us an advanced copy of Star Fox Zero.
You do have to say it with the effect.
I feel like it's necessary. And I've been playing it. It's for the Nintendo Wii U. It's exclusive to that. It's a follow-up to lots of Star Fox games. But the one it feels the most closely related to me anyway, would be either the original Star Fox or maybe Star Fox 64. Because in Star Fox 64, you could pilot the R-Wing, which is your spaceship, and then the R-Tank, which was
your tank.
And this game has a lot of different vehicles like that that you get a chance to pilot. So let's see. In this game, really, it's a prequel to the original, but what you really need to know is that you pilot things and shoot at the bad guys. There's a story, but you're
that's not really what that's about.
You're a fox, and you're piloting things and shooting the bad guys. You know what? The game looks great. Star Fox Zero, you know, it runs really well. It's the first, like, HD Star Fox game, unless I'm missing one, and I really don't think I am. You know, it's got the kind of hallmarks of the game, the third-person action. You got the cheesy dialogue that takes place between the characters. But again, like, that's kind of Star Fox. The levels seem super straightforward at first, but if you replay them, you'll see that there are branching places that you can go off, and you'll find like whole new areas and whole new levels, which again, that's kind of a Star Fox thing. It's designed on purpose to not just be like a straight playthrough, but hey, they want you to come back. They want you to explore the levels. They might seem like you're on rails, but there are places where you can really go and find new areas, which is kind of cool. If there was anything about this theme park space shooting action game that just didn't fly for me very well was the controls. They've updated them. They are now tougher. They're complicated. I found them difficult to master and at times just downright distracting.
Really?
Yeah, and so what you're doing is like, okay, you know how the Wii U has the gamepad with a screen on it? So like you're flying your ship up on your TV and you can shoot and stuff, but for precision aiming, which you absolutely have to do, you have to look down at the gamepad.
But you need to still be looking at the screen.
That was
your
tough.
Your TV screen.
That was tough. Now, one could argue like, hey, it's the future of video games. Come on!
Multitask!
Figure it out! No, I found it, I just found it difficult to do. And not just that, but some of the other controls I just found kind of unwieldy and difficult to learn. And that's part of the problem there is someone who likes Star Fox, I come to it, it becomes difficult. I'm willing to put in the time to get it figured out to where I can actually play. I feel like this is a game that if I passed it off to somebody that had...
It was not into it.
No history of Star Fox. You're like, hey, check out this game. After a while, they would be like, hey, all I do is fly into the wall. I want to play something else. And I feel like that is the biggest barrier to entry and probably the biggest problem that Star Fox has. Overall, like, not a very long game. Probably 4, 5, 6 hours, depending on how you play it. And the idea is they want you to go back to it.
And find the other stuff.
So, I mean, it appealed to me, not so much the characters of the story, but I really love the retro design elements. I love the spaceship and vehicle shooting stuff, but I feel like it
he
can
always
be...
always does.
I know.
He always loves that part.
I feel like it can be kind of a tough sell to people that don't have some of that history.
Understandable.
There. So it's Star Fox Zero. It is out tomorrow and exclusively on the Wii U. Remember, you want to hear some more Riot Control and stuff, you can find it by going to riot.radiou.com. I will tell you, along with this, I will post the Star Fox anime that they produced. So if you want to see that, you will find it there on the Riot blog.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Right before the show goes on, there's a lot of like burping and coughing and all kinds of stuff. You make sure your mic's off, get your throat cleared.
Yeah, when you talk, it happens.
Oh, I'm getting all this. They're like, okay, I'm ready. I'm happening. I just happened to be burping, and I looked over at Nikki, and you were like coughing or something. And I was like,
hiccuped. Yeah. I had a hiccup.
It
was almost like a hiccup cough sort of combination.
It was a hip up.
A hip up. I had a hip up.
You know, like when you're this awesome, you don't hiccup.
Uh-uh.
You hip up.
You are correct.
Know what I'm saying?
So that's what I had.
Okay. Yeah, I was burping, but I thought about saving it for the show, and I thought, no, because then people will think you're just some uneducated, gross, whatever.
I am very glad. I think it was starting in January. For a month or so there, Obi was really into burping, like when I would walk past him or something.
Really?
You did that quite
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
A few times. Nah. And you, the look was like a kid on Christmas morning when he woke up to presents. It was hey, there was glee on your face. I'm glad you got past that.
I do love Christmas. It's great.
Yes, you do.
But that's, I guess, a story for another time. Tomorrow on the show, Best of Worst of the Riot. Nikki and I talking about some of our very, very favorite Riot bits, and not just ours, yours.
Yeah, these are the ones you suggested.
Yeah, and they're featured there. Lots of patterns emerge, you know, as we have been doing this. And one great pattern that emerges is that, and we were just talking off air, is that Nikki and I have bought a lot of stupid stuff over the years.
A lot.
And we've somehow made this show like, well, it's for the show. And we say that jokingly, but the thing is, somewhere inside it becomes this excuse, like it's okay. Like, well, you know, I really ought to buy this so we can talk about it on the show.
That's right. Or you talk about it, and then that leads to buying it because you guys encourage us.
A lot of people had questions, and so...
And before probably, you know it, we have a lot of stuff.
Probably for the best, we just get in there and check it out.
No, a lot of phones, a lot of tech stuff, a lot of iPads, a lot of tablets, a lot of, there's a lot of stuff there.
A lot of
Blu-rays, a lot of TVs.
Oh, lots of.
I think it's because we enable each other with that.
Yeah. Yeah, we would have been better off. I feel like, quite honestly, if I had had a different job, I would probably have a big savings account. And I'd probably be wearing khakis right now.
Yeah, I see you in a lanyard, khakis, some sort of button-up shirt. Instead,
we got
flip-flops, jeans, and a lot of stuff.
A lot of junk laying around. And some stuff listed on Craigslist.
Well, yeah, we are good at reselling our stuff.
That's
so
true.
I feel like we are at least savvy when it comes to that.
You try to keep it all in the gaming economy.
Well, I think what's hard is... Like, one of us will get something, and then the other will be like,
Oh, I want it.
I want that, too. Like, I want a new TV. That looks amazing.
That.
And then, before you know it, there's no willpower, and...
Yeah. I keep looking at stupid 4K TVs. There's only one thing that's kept me back.
The price still?
No, HDR. That high dynamic range color stuff, like, because I know... That's what I'm going to want.
Yeah,
like,
but
I know I do.
I still feel like that's more down the road.
It's this year.
TVs, which means give...
Buy a TV now and later.
Yeah, like in a couple of years, you'd buy that one.
Did you guys hear what just happened? Did you hear it? Like,
no.
Were talking about it, and then it happened.
No, what I mean
buy
is
one
when,
now and later.
When something comes out, you never buy it right away.
No, you can't afford I probably couldn't afford it. It'll be like a $2,500 TV.
So say that would be a couple of years from you being waiting for it to get to the point. So you're looking at now, and 4K TVs are down now.
Well, there is the option. I was thinking about this. By the time Black Friday rolls around, you'll be able to get a huge 4K TV
for like
$500, $400 bucks. Like
TV nothing. Meaning it's still expensive.
It's still expensive, but for what it is.
It's not as bad as it used to
be. What amazes me is like last year I bought a 60-inch plasma for $400 and was dancing in the streets. And I still love it. I watched a movie on it last night. It's better than LED. Like it's gorgeous. You got to have a dark room for it.
It's got limitations with it.
It does, but I have ideal conditions for that TV, and they're great. And I was amazed. And then now, like, all TVs are like $400. It's like whatever. But is 60 inches, that's something.
Which big. Means your one probably would have been like $200 now.
Or that just wouldn't have existed.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
I will say, the day I went in and bought that TV, the guy was like, what is going on? He actually said to me, he's like, I had to pull like 10 of these TVs. They're all sitting in the back. What happened? And I was like, hey.
They're liquidating.
They're cheap, and I got Christmas money, bro. Let's get that TV in here. See? Do you see?
That's how the show is. I'm Nikki, fine with it.
Nikki, what we need is we need to bring in a third person that is like, we need Dave Ramsey.
No, no. What I he want can over co-host here, the show. We have an empty mic right there. I yep. want a person who's a lawyer, who's a doctor, like all in one.
Yeah.
So that way, if we're sick, they can do prescription. Mm-hmm. A chef. Like, this person has to be multi-talented.
All that stuff.
We're talking a lot of...
financial advisor.
A lot of college stuff. Yeah, financial advisor.
Where, like, Nikki...
Not just a yes man.
No.
I don't want that.
Right, and the first time they told you no, that would be the end of their job.
Oh, I'd probably cry, and we'd have a meeting, yeah. But I wouldn't fire him right away.
Mm-hmm.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot, but there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.